This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Every few days, I find myself thrust into the world of some new technology phenomenon, and I genuinely have no idea what's going on. And last week, the world of NFTs was brought to my attention, and luckily for me, I've got tech expert Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncooked podcast on the line to talk all about NFTs. Good morning, Jeff.
A very good morning to you as well.
Now, look, explain it to us. What exactly is an NFT? And please make it simple so I understand it.
Look, for me, NFT used to mean no free tickets at the cinemas. It was a little acronym they used to put there at the cinemas there. But now it actually means non-fungible token. Now,
hang on.
Probably not helping actually disseminate anything for you, is it?
Fungible. Is that even a word?
It is now. And we're not talking about fundable. It's fungible with a G. And what we're actually talking about here is the ability to sell digital images. So a picture of, you know, something you've created on your computer, open up Microsoft Paint, draw an image. That's now a way of being sold, but it's being sold in a way that you have the unique copy or the original. And it's bizarre because anyone can copy and paste a picture and you think, how can you actually own it? But the way I describe it to people is I can go to Paris, I can go visit the Louvre and I can see the Mona Lisa. I can take a photo of the Mona Lisa. I can go on Google Images and find a picture of the Mona Lisa, but I don't own the Mona Lisa. And I think the way that you look at NFTs is that it gives you the rightful place of having the original, the owner of that image. So the person who actually owns the Mona Lisa, which I think is just the museum, it's their artwork. The value is theirs, not somebody who's taken a photo or has actually downloaded a Google image or printed it and framed it themselves. The Mona Lisa, there's only one of them, and that's what they're doing with digital assets now.
So why is it this is coming up in the news in the last few weeks? Can you give us some examples of some of those that have been in the news?
Yeah, look, there's been one that's recently sold just over the weekend. It's now the third highest ever sold piece of artwork, and it's digital. So we're already hearing some crazy things happen here. $88 million Australian dollars was a picture that has 5,000 images inside it. So it's almost like a bit of a diagram of 5,000 different pictures there, and $88 million. The person who created it, though, says it took him 13 years to actually assemble those images and put them together. So $88 million, there is money in this.
But if I just got my camera roll, my phone, and zoomed out far enough, I could probably create something exactly the same.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. So if you went and did that, you're sitting on a nest egg here. If you essentially do that, take a screenshot, put it up for sale in an auction house. This one was sold through Christie's, one of the largest auction houses in the world. And that was it. It went from $100. And over the course of a week, it went all the way up to $88 million Australian dollars.
Is this just going to be a fad or is it going to become an ongoing thing? What do you think, Jeff?
Look, I think it's really interesting. I think if you're an artist, and there are digital artists, there are people who do create content in this way. This is an interesting way of being able to sell because when you do sell something and you have this record in a ledger, which is being done on blockchain, so you have this ledger recorded saying this image is owned rightfully by this one person, it could be really good for tracking things like copyright and ownership of digital content. So you're going to see music artists potentially sell songs through this as well, through this platform, selling their original artworks this way. It's interesting. Do I think that digital images are worth $88 million? Not to me, but I'm not a collector of digital images or artwork. I'm not the sort of person who would spend a lot of money to put a picture on the wall. So, you know, it does come down to who's into this, who's collecting. And I guess if there is money to be made here, that image, for example, that sold for $88 million, what are the chances it sells for more in 10 years' time? I mean, is it going to appreciate the same way that, you know, paint and paintbrush artwork did in the past?
But say, for example, I'm an artist or a musician and I hear about NFTs and I want to get involved. Is there some non-fungible token store on the web? How does it work?
There is. So this is the thing now is we're starting to see these marketplaces open up where you can go and list your artwork and sell it. The problem is that so many people are now doing that because they've gone into, you know, Microsoft Paint, drawn a square, drawn a triangle, and went, this must be worth something, and they're trying their luck there. There's just not a good chance of receiving a lot of money for it because this particular artist who sold this one for $88 million, he has 2 million followers on Instagram and things like that. He is somebody. He's an artist. Whereas someone like myself, look, I'll happily try and put something together, but, you know, slim chances of actually making money off it.
I can almost imagine the next step will be people writing essays for uni students that they can then lift.
I think that exists already somewhere.
It does.
Yeah, people got through uni somehow that way.
But, you know, I mean, this sounds like a lot of fun and it sounds like an easy way of making money, but there's actually a big environmental cost through these things.
There is. And there is with all these kinds of crypto technologies that we're seeing, whether it's Bitcoin and others, they all rely on huge amounts of infrastructure, whether it's servers and networking equipment and things like that, to keep this network running, because it is all being run online. The blockchain network is something that runs entirely, you know, electronic. So it does have an environmental impact that keeping these servers running, working all of this, if you have so much content being uploaded to be sold onto the blockchain and things like that, it all takes up virtual space, and that virtual space needs power.
It's easy to think that the fact that we've gone digital with things like music and so we've got less physical stuff, but it's still got an environmental cost. It's easy to forget that.
That's a very good point, yeah. So, I mean, we'll wait and see. I mean, maybe this a percentage of this $88 million will go towards powering all of these things and maybe planting some trees, but we'll see.
Okay, that'd be nice. Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncorked podcast, thank you once again for helping us unpack the mystery world of NFTs. I've got to say, I feel a whole lot smarter thanks to you right now.
Well, if that's all I've done today, I'm happy.
Okay, good.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.